This is One More Thing, now available as a podcast. So click the podcast header at WRAT.com.
Okay.
As we wrap up everything you need to know to get your day started. Well, science is here to ruin another one of our childhood heroes. Who or what this time, science? Kool-Aid Man.
No!
Uh-huh.
I love that guy.
You know, Kool-Aid Man.
Big pitcher of the red Kool-Aid in it.
Right through the brick wall to bring you your Kool-Aid.
Yeah, he would run through a wall. I remember that.
Here's what science has said. Could Kool-Aid Man actually break through a brick wall?
Yes.
Indeed, they say he could. They figured at 6 foot tall, with all the weight of the glass pitcher and the Kool-Aid inside, he would weigh about 11,000 pounds, somewhere around the size of an elephant. And they figured he could indeed break through the wall to bring you that Kool-Aid.
Excellent.
To quench your thirst.
Okay.
Problem.
Oh, no.
However, science has said that with those short, skinny, stubby arms of his, almost all of the Kool-Aid would have spilled out of the pitcher as he came through the wall. So, no Kool-Aid for you, kid.
Wait a second. Wait 1 second.
That's what they
Kool-Aid
said.
Man mm-hmm. is made of Kool-Aid, isn't he? He's a giant pitcher of Kool-Aid. In other words, I know he is carrying a little pitcher, but he could just lean forward and pour Kool-Aid out of his head.
That wouldn't be very clean, Dave. That's the word I'm looking for.
I'll take it. I mean,
basically, you're looking at a brick wall with a big hole in it, surrounded by Kool-Aid all over the ground. So unless you got a straw to suck the suck the Kool-Aid up out of the gutter, you ain't getting nothing.
All right. I'm quibbling with science on this one.
That's one more thing.
Next thing you know, the science will tell me that the Earth is round.
I don't
believe that either.
And we're not the center of our universe. That's one more thing. Now you're ready for the day. Get out there and rock it with Jersey's Rad Radio, 95.9 The Rad.